the Philadelphia 76ers. And we still got some games to play. Great to be talking to you for another episode of Sixers in 60 presented by Toyota here on 97.5 The Fanatic. With Devon Gibbons, I am Brian Seltzer. Wow, what a past couple days it has been for the 76ers, Devon, post-trade deadline. Another blockbuster deal for Elton Brand. You get some more star power, add some respected, proven veteran pros. And I got to say, this team seems like it is right now on paper loaded to make that push. We've been talking about, I mean, go back 6 years almost to when this all started with Brett Brown and rebuilding and getting things going back in the right direction.
No, Seltz, you're absolutely right. You're down here at the center and we take a look around and you see the excitement from the fans that are already in here, barging up into the front rows just so they can get a glimpse of Tobias Harris in his pregame workout. The same for Mike Scott and also Boban Marjanovic. It's almost as if, oh, the All-Stars down there too. Ben Simmons, oh, no big deal. But no, you're absolutely right, man. Over the last couple of days, Elton Brand has done a phenomenal job in putting this team in a position where a lot of people want them, of course, to be one of the top teams in the East, not just in the top four, but the top two representing the Eastern Conference. He certainly did his job. It's now up to the players and coaches to finish this thing off.
We got a lot of deals to discuss. What went down leading up to yesterday's 3 o'clock trade deadline? We also have a game tonight. The 76ers, 2 weeks after a tough loss in Denver with a rematch against the second-best team in the Western Conference, the Denver Nuggets. Sixers trying to snap a modest two-game losing streak. They're currently in fifth place in the Eastern Conference standings, one game behind the Boston Celtics and Indiana Pacers, Milwaukee and Toronto at the top. But it is hard not to think about what could be for this group after a trade that brought Tobias Harris, a guy who flirted with his first All-Star selection earlier this season, to the 76ers, as Devon said, some of the veterans that were brought in. And we're going to hear from Elton Brand in about 10 minutes. He will be our guest on this episode of Sixers in 60. And I think, Devon, that right after the headline of who it is the 76ers have acquired, of course, Harris being the headliner, the next headline is, dude who's been in high-profile job for under 5 months pulls off not one, but two blockbuster deals to get one All-Star in Jimmy Butler, and a guy who, maybe if there was another injury from the West, could have been in there in Tobias Harris.
Absolutely. Again, just a fantastic job in such a short time, where the questions were, what GM are you going to go out there and add to this team? Brett Brown was the interim over the summer, and he had the help from Elton Brand, Mark Eversley, Ned Cohen, a collective group. But he steps in, Elton Brand, and as you said, two blockbusters, not one, but two, in a few months span to put this team again. And a 52-win team already, but now you're looking for more. The expectations were huge, and they are much greater now after acquiring so many players to add to this team for the push towards the postseason, with now under 30 games remaining. So great job by Elton Brand. He's put himself out there right away, not holding back. The opportunity was there for him. Two young stars in Simmons and Embiid. He made sure that he gave every bit of his help, the help that he could, for those two young stars to come in here and compete and try to win the East.
6 and 60 presented by Toyota. We're going to speak with Elton Brand in about 6 or 7 minutes. That's Devon Gibbons. I'm Brian Seltzer. Now, part of this had to do with circumstance, that Elton's two predecessors were not quite in a position to, just to borrow a phrase that a lot of people have been using as of late, push all the chips in. But for me, I mean, it is exciting to now be at a point where it's like, all right, there is no question about it. We are going for it. Elton came out earlier today, if you didn't hear his press conference, or even if you did, and said, we think the window is now. We had internal discussions about this. We're swinging. And the moves have been aggressive, but I also think savvy, smart. I don't think anything has felt like it's been forced so far. I think every move the Sixers have made, whether it was for Tobias Harris or for Jonathan Simmons or James Ennis, there's a purpose behind it, and it's something that will help this team.
Certainly. If the purpose behind it, the roster construction, you look at the rest of the Eastern Conference, and while you have two All-Stars in Embiid and Simmons, and of course the All-Star and Jimmy Butler as well, not on the team this particular season. However, when you look at everyone else in the Eastern Conference, no LeBron James any longer in the Eastern Conference, the fact that you've been playing as well as you have, Celtics, and you are still not the number one team in the Eastern Conference because Toronto and Milwaukee are playing so well. Then you also look at the injury, unfortunately, to Victor Oladipo, where, again, circumstances change and open up maybe you're thinking, if you're Elton Brand, of how you want to attack things. The time is now. And while you say the time is now, the calculating, the risk that you take, it's still because Tobias Harris is 26. Jimmy Butler is a 30-year-old, albeit he'll be a free agent at the end of the year. You still feel confident that you can bring him back and build with the young core that you have in Simmons and Embiid. And let's not forget, of course, about J.J. Redick. He's always left out. Mike Scott made sure he let everybody know that J.J. Redick was a part of the big five, if you will, for this 76ers team. So, yes, you're certainly right. Elton Brand and the rest of the front office, they did a great job. And it wasn't just, oh, let's just go get this guy. He's available. Let's go get that guy. He's available. It was, do they fit? Not just on the floor, but do they fit in our locker room? Do their personalities mesh with our group that we already have? So for the way the game is being played now, the fact that you have so many wing talented players in this league, you went out there, you added the people from the Clippers, then you go, of course, and you add Ennis, and you also add Simmons from Orlando to match up against Kawhi Leonard, Chris Middleton, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, all of these names. It was just smart thinking. Wings, 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 and more wings to go against these teams in the Eastern Conference. The Final Four Celts in the Eastern Semis, once the playoffs hit, it's going to be fun. Amazing. It's going
to
be fun.
It's really hard to not almost want that time of year to be here right now, given how things could ultimately play out. If for some reason you weren't aware of the particulars, the first shoe that dropped was when? 2-3 in the morning Eastern, after the loss of the Toronto Raptors on Tuesday. Tobias Harris, Boban Marjanovic, Mike Scott to the 76ers for Wilson Chandler, Mike Muscala, Landry Shamet. Conditional first round pick in 2020, a 2021 first round pick, that's the unprotected one from Miami, and also a pair of future second rounders to the Clippers. And then after that, the Sixers picking up James Ennis from the Houston Rockets. No other players were involved. The Sixers and Houston can swap second round picks in 2021. And then Markelle Fultz, the price the Sixers give up in the deal with the Orlando Magic, as the Sixers now try to get into that upper echelon, because now this is going to be put to the test tonight, as long as Joel Embiid plays. He's questionable with a stomach issue. The Sixers, when healthy, you look at the last couple opponents they've beaten, you're talking about Houston and Golden State, namely, when healthy before the trade deadline, they were able to get some nice wins. And now you add these guys, and there's going to be some time necessary, but not to beat the horse dead. You just have that much more talent on the roster now.
They're certainly going to need time to gel. That's the one thing that the other teams have over them, Toronto Raptors, Milwaukee Bucks, Boston Celtics. The camaraderie is seemingly already there, and it's going to take some time for the 76ers, but not too much time. So again, under 30 games remaining in the season, then the postseason, you want to position yourself correctly, but you can't wait, and you have to start to implement things. We've seen where Jimmy Butler has taken his time at times to kind of blend in and not rock the boat, if you will. And it doesn't seem like Tobias Harris has that in him as well, but they're going to need them to step in, meaning Harris, Scott, and Boban, and fill their roles right now. Scott is a role player the way he is. Boban is as well. Tobias Harris is a scorer. The ball will find him. The way the offense flows for Brett Brown, the ball will find him. So actually, I'm not really worried. It's more about how they just all gel overall and not worry about the shots and things of that nature. Brett Brown's going to have a tough but good job, fun job, in trying to implement things with all of these players.
What a time, as the kids like to say. The 76ers at the center tonight against a great Denver Nuggets team looking for revenge after a loss 2 weeks ago. Elton Brand, the general manager of the 76ers, on the job for less than 5 months, is our guest. We'll hear from him coming up after this short break. Don't go anywhere. We're back in about five here on Sixers in 60, presented by Toyota on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Sixers in 60 on your home for Philadelphia 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
TJ to Joe, and he jams it. Joe Embiid puts it in.
With your new stretch forward, Tobias Harris, the Sixers take on the Denver Nuggets tonight at 7 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's here. It's here. Valentine's Day is here. Hi, it's me, the I Hate Steven Singer guy. Everybody knows that a gift that really lasts forever is always the best gift. And my 24-karat pure gold-dip roses are real roses that it really lasts forever. Imagine her face lovingly staring at a magnificent rose on her desk or as a centerpiece on the table. Women always put them in a place of honor. She thinks of you every time she sees this beautiful rose, a symbol of your love. They start at just $59 for the red, which is the most popular color we have. But the most requested rose from our vault is the Royal Blue Sapphire Rose. Lucky for you, we just got them in. The Royal Blue Sapphire Rose always sells out fast, not just because it's Kate and Meghan's favorite color, but because blue roses symbolize the ultimate, the unobtainable. So if you think the woman in your life is the ultimate unobtainable woman, show her with a beautiful Royal Blue Sapphire Rose. Only available at IHateStevenSinger.com with free shipping. That's IHateStevenSinger.com.
Yo! The hottest new SUV at the auto show. You saw it, now buy it at Barbera. Gary Barbera's bigger, badder, better. Durango. $16,666. Ho, ho, ho. Your radio's not broken. You heard me right. You can buy a Gary Barbera Durango from a crazy $16,666. Financing, don't worry. Instant credit, come and get it.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
Durangos, Durangos, and more Durangos. You do anything, go anywhere. Big, bad, better Durango. $16,666. It was the star of the show. Buy it at Barbera from a crazy $16,666. Come and get it today at the Big Barbera Bargain Corner of Barbeck and the Boulevard in the Great Northeast. Is Barbera on the Boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
We own Durango price. From $16,666 for well-qualified clients.
The hottest new SUV at the auto show. You saw it, now buy it at Barbera. High, wide, and handsome, big, bad, bodacious Durango. $16,666.
All the action on the ice giving you the chills? Break away to the hottest game in town, Delilah's. Let the world's most beautiful showgirls warm you up as you claim the game on Delilah's giant video walls. Or skate in after the game. Your ticket stub gives you free admission. Ready for a real power play? Come to Delilah's. Voted America's number one gentleman's club. Just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, where body checking is a way of life. Details now at Delilah's.com.
There's only one thing better than watching really tall men in big baggy shorts running, bouncing, and shooting. And that's the after party at Delilah's. Just show your ticket stub for free admission. You'll be surrounded by outstanding food and the world's most beautiful showgirls. And not one of them will be wearing big baggy shorts. At least not for long. After the game, come play at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse. Just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, voted America's number one gentleman's club. Delilah's, always on top. Get all the details now at Delilah's.com.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Oh, thank you. Happy to be here. Can I try out that X1 voice remote?
Yeah, it lets you search for all your favorite streaming apps with the sound of your voice. Check it out.
Show me the crown on Netflix.
Wait, you're British?
No, but I do have a lot of British friends, so I need to make sure it works for them, too.
Yeah, it will.
Okay, let me try another one.
Show me Homecoming on Prime Video.
Just making sure it works with a mouthful of popcorn.
Ah, gotcha. Xfinity lets you search Netflix, Prime Video, and YouTube with the sound of your voice. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. And ask about Netflix, Prime Video, and YouTube in 4K Ultra HD on X1. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Ends 2/24/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Limited 4K programming available. Requires 4K capable TV and box.
You sports bettors are our people. We know you're debating tourney seats, spring training rosters, and especially who's cutting down the nets. Now's the time to get in on the action with William Hill, America's number one sports book. We've been taking bets for over 85 years. So this spring, download the William Hill app or go to WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
This Valentine's Day, show her she's loved with the perfect gift from Pandora Jewelry. Explore new bracelets, charms, rings, earrings, and necklaces. Hand-finished with playful details and sweet engravings that send personal messages of love. Shopping last minute? Choose from Pandora Jewelry's selection of ready-made gift sets. This Valentine's Day, shop Pandora Jewelry and win her heart with the perfect gift.
For the one you love, come to Pandora in the Promenade at Sagemoor and at the Willow Grove Park Mall.
South Jersey's fastest-growing Ram dealer is TurnersvilleJeep.com. Get employee pricing all month long during Ram Truck Month. Schedule your test drive now at TurnersvilleJeep.com and tell them Natalie sent you.
Message and vigor rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Philadelphia and Wilmington?
If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia and Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Philadelphia and Wilmington are perfect markets for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY. Do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
So maybe you've got a big love for your sweetheart, but a small budget. Hey, we've got your Valentine's Day covered. Now with Sherry's Berries, you can love big and save big. Because now for just $19.99 plus shipping, you can treat your sweetheart to delicious dipped Valentine's strawberries. Watch her light up when she gets these ripe, juicy, delicious berries. Freshly dipped in dark, white, and milk chocolatey goodness. And covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and hard and glitter sprinkles. Only from Sherry's Berries. Just $19.99 plus shipping. And don't stop there, because for another $19.99, you can add a dozen red roses to those amazing dipped berries, shipped together at no extra charge, to make her Valentine's Day unforgettable. That's Sherry's Berries for only $19.99 plus shipping, and a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and use code 2000. That's berries.com, click on the mic, enter code 2000. Berries.com, code 2000.
More Sixers in 60 right now. This is the home for Philadelphia 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
When you have this much firepower, it's got to be a good balance all around. So that'll be the challenge for it, but that also is not a bad challenge to have.
That is a man averaging 21 points, 8 rebounds per game, shooting over 43% from three, and has 112 three-pointers on the season. His name is Tobias Harris. And there are no other players, Devon Givens, in the NBA who average those splits or post those splits, and I think that says something.
Not even Steph Curry, huh?
Not even Steph. Those minimums combined, Paul George is the closest.
Yeah, and again, just the work that he's put in, coming from University of Tennessee, numbers have gone up every single season from behind the three-point line sells to get to where he is right now at 43%. There's a story that he tells that I'm not sure that a lot of people know, where he's worked with the great former NBA player Dale Ellis, because one of the things, the University of Tennessee connection, is the fact that he needed to work on his three-point shot. He mentioned how Stan Van Gundy yesterday in his introductory press conference, Tobias Harris, said that Stan Van Gundy wanted him to be able to shoot more threes. And knowing that the three and the four positions are something that's really key as a wing in this league, you have to be able to shoot the three ball. And Dale Ellis, over the last few years, has helped him with what he does, of course, outside of his normal training in the summer. But Dale Ellis and even George Gervin, who's like an uncle to him, works on his footwork and things of that nature. So when we start to see him on the block and we see what he does with his footwork and also out on the perimeter, a lot of that is because of George Gervin, Dale Ellis, and a little bit of Bernard King as well. So how about that?
I like it.
Yep.
6 and 60 presented by Toyota. A little bit later on, we're going to give you tickets to an upcoming game. That's Devon Givens. I'm Brian Seltzer. And about this time an hour ago, we had the chance to sit down with a very busy dude as of late. That, of course, is Elton Brand, the general manager who pulled off a couple big moves, certainly this season, but especially leading up to the trade deadline. Here it is.
It is tremendous to be able to speak with the man leading the front office for the 76ers right now, the general manager, Elton Brand. Give us your physical, mental, and emotional state. How are you doing before we dive into everything else?
That's snoring, Brian. That's snoring. I'm tired, but I'm happy we got some great deals done. I think puts the organization in great footing. So I'm proud of where we are right now. We had a great week as an organization and a staff.
It sounded like at the press conference earlier today, there was a sense of satisfaction. I'm sure some relief went into that as well now that it's in the past, but also a real conviction about the promise that you see on the horizon for this team. What is the excitement level like inside a front office when you talk to coaches, players on this team after you pull off some of the moves that you did?
That's a great word, promise. You know, we're excited. Coach is happy. He's excited. We just have to put it together, and we have the confidence, and we believe we will. But we are excited.
Going into this, what was the ultimate goal? You already are positioned pretty well in the top four in the Eastern Conference, looking pretty good, adding Jimmy Butler earlier in the season. What was the goal going into the trade deadline yesterday, 3 p.m.?
Yeah, so it wasn't a direct goal as pertaining to just getting better. So we needed rim protection. We wanted to always get better talent if that's possible. But we want to be strategic. You know, we didn't want to just make a move for the sake of making moves. So when we could get Tobias Harris, you know, all-star level player, player of the month in the Western Conference with LeBron, James Harden, we know how hard that is. To get Boban, the ultimate rim protector that, you know, it's in the NBA. Mike Scott, that I've played with, that I've known for years, warrior, three-point shooter. James Ennis, Jonathan Simmons. When we could get these kind of names and as players and as additions to these teams, that's when we got excited.
It really is a fascinating thing to think of how this could all come together. Because I'm sure that some deals involve a long play that's something that unfolds over the course of time. Then other things, like you said with the Clippers deal, it happens so fast. So from an emotional investment standpoint, I mean, how did you experience all of this? I got to imagine there's so many different ways that your heart could be pulled when you might be close, you might be far, and then things just come together.
Absolutely. So it was a mixture. So James Ennis was more of a long play. I've been talking about him for probably a month and a half, different scenarios. Sure. with Daryl Morey. Tobias, we targeted him. We coveted him for one of our top free agents, as we did Jimmy before we got him. So it's like, okay, these are top flight talents, all-star level caliber players. We'd love to have them on our team. So that's how it goes. Boban, you know, our analytics staff department, Sergey, Alex, like, they're in love with him. Like, they love his minutes. They love what he provides on the court. So we tracked him for a while. So it's a long play, but it happens really fast.
So with it being a long play, and of course you have to be patient, you still have to do things with the team right now and currently try to continue to win, how do you then look at it being a long play but being patient and targeting that player and making sure that you're not waiting too long?
Yeah, there's always an opportunity cost. You could have waited too long, you could have missed out, and you see the player go somewhere else, which happened to me. Like a few of my GM friends and front office friends were calling me like, oh, I just missed him. Oh, I had that. I was going to offer this, but I waited. So to be able to pull the trigger and to get a player, you know, Tobias Caliber, Mike Scott, Boban, Jonathan, like to get these players at the time, it just all worked out.
Speaking with 76ers general manager Elton Brand here on Sixers and 60 presented by Toyota. Awesome that Elton's taking a few minutes out of a very busy time to speak with us. So there's, of course, everyone's looking at the future. What does this mean? What's the long-term projection as far as beyond this year, retention, that sort of thing? But I got to think, even for the short term, is there an advantage for having guys under your control, knowing that you have players here right now, and that is a bona fide locked-in fact that they're in your system for a while, they get to experience the culture and the way things work here?
Absolutely. Like, we don't want to talk about other players, but we've seen it happen in free agency last year. Oklahoma City took a shot with an all-star player. He ended up staying. When you get a player that can go into free agency early, you can offer more money, an entire year of more money. And at the max, that's a lot of money. So there's advantages to getting a player early, get him into your system, get him into your city. And if you win and win big, my expectations is for players to want to be here a long time.
And that's a beautiful thing, specifically with Jimmy Butler. And yesterday, speaking at his press conference, Tobias Harris talking about winning. That was the main goal, no matter what, at the end of the day, knowing that there are five starters, potentially five all-star level players in that starting group, but winning is the ultimate factor in decision-making at the end.
Absolutely. So there may be some sacrifices. You know, you might get 14, 15 shots instead of, you know, 22. But if you're winning, you should feel good about that. And then you will be financially compensated just as well as anywhere else you can go, or better, and you have a great city and you're winning. That's a combination.
Having been a franchise player, all-star level player, and now you, again, playing with tremendous talent on teams in the past yourself, now you have five guys who average 17 points per game, only team in the league who can say that about their starters. And then you look at, as you just pointed out, the sacrifice of 14 to 15, maybe instead of 17 to 18 shots a night. How do you, and Coach Brown, of course, convince these players when you speak to them once the trade is consummated that, hey, this is what we are trying to do? How do you convince them that this is the right way to play and to push the ego aside a little bit for the betterment of the team?
And I think the enjoyment of the game. You know, if you really love the game and you truly want to win and you're having fun winning, I think that would cure all ills. That's the point. Like, okay, the money's there. My friends and family, they're in the city. They're enjoying Philadelphia and the Philadelphia area. And we're winning. Like, that's enjoyment. That's what I would expect out of a basketball player. And that's what I search for my career, for sure.
It sounded like you and Brett Brown were both really consistent in the last few weeks, even the last few months, and talking about what this team still needed for this year. One, who doesn't like more star power? And the other was depth, veteran depth, men, I think was the word that Brett Brown used on the bench. So let's start with the guy who's going to bring some star power, and that's someone who you can make a very strong case should have been an all-star this year, in Tobias Harris. You mentioned the word covet and respect to him. What makes him such a perfect fit, do you think, for this core?
You know, of course, his 43% shooting from the three-point line. You know, 26 years old, he's gotten better every year. The way he takes care of his body, he hasn't missed a lot of games. And just a great, high-character person. Everyone I spoke to love him in the locker room. I actually know his father, who is his agent. He said he has a picture of me and him when Tobias was 10 years old.
That New York connection.
Yeah, he's from Long Island, New York. So he has to be a good guy.
They don't make him bad out there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
How much stock do you put in the fact that, you know, when you look at someone who's been in the league for eight seasons like Tobias has, you can now see a body of work and the work that he's put in. And that three-point shooting percentage, you said, like, yeah, 43.5%, that's a great number, but he's over 200 attempts, around 110 makes. I mean, that's, first of all, a really viable number. And he wasn't anywhere close to that at the outset of his career. What does that tell you when you see numbers trending in that direction? When you look at a player over, let's say, almost now 10 years?
Yeah, just growth. Just growth in a player that wants to get better, a player that's hungry to get better. He doesn't sit out games. He fights through whatever just to play. That's a sixer right there.
And two guys specifically that I wanted to talk about when you look at this team. Of course, you want the talent, you want the scoring, you have Tobias Harris. But two, Mike Scott going along, coming in that same deal with Tobias Harris and Boban, and then Jonathan Simmons. Oftentimes, and you've been around it, you also want some toughness, some grit, specifically in the postseason as well. And those two identify that. And Mike Scott also mentioned that yesterday during the press conference. How much of that, not that you were actually looking for that, but it's certainly a bonus to have it.
No, I actually was looking for that.
All right, there you go.
Yeah. No, grit goes a long way in the playoffs. Like, you know, shooting is great. Of course, you need shooting. But when you need to stop someone, you need to get a defensive stop late in the game. You need that tenacity. You need that grit to get that. We need players like that. And we see what kind of talent the upper echelon teams in the East have added and already had. So we need to get stops. We need to find a way to play defense and bring that grit. So we were looking for that.
Talking with Elton Brand here in Sixers and 60, presented by Toyota. This might sound like a really silly type question, but can you give an example? Like, what does a call sound like with another executive when you're going back and forth? I envision it's just an average layperson. Like, you know, the lights are dimmed in the office, but like, what's the tone of a conversation when you're trying to build these deals?
Oh, Brian, it's all levels. It's like, hey, would you trade player A for player B?
And no, hello. And it's just get on the horn.
And it's nowhere in the ballpark, though. It's like, are you nuts? Like, no way I'd do that trade. You know, like, and then you get...
And you say it just like that, like we're talking right now.
Oh, yeah, like, no, we'll pass on that. Thank you, though. Like, real fast, to the point. Like, then there's some you're like, let me get back to you. I'll think about that. So I think about it myself. Maybe I'll talk to my group if I need, you know, some analytics, or Ned or Mark Eversley or Alex or Sergey, you know, my group, and say, hey, this is interesting. What do we think about this? Or sometimes I take it on my own, like, yeah, I like that. Let's do that. And then there's the long, drawn-out kind of, you know, we need a second-round pick. Nah, that's too much. Thanks. Goodbye. Oh, they call back. Oh, we don't need the second anymore. Are you still available in the natural? And then you just keep going back and forth. Like, no, actually, I need a second from you now. You know, it just goes and goes and goes. And then you meet at a point where both teams are ready to transact.
And how much of the Delaware experience for you came into play with all of this and getting those phone calls? Of course, the names are different and larger, but it's still the same job.
It's really, you know, you were down there, you interviewed me down there, Brian, but it really set me up well for this job. Of course, being under, you know, management and ownership and the managing partners allowing me to be in all those big trade calls and trade meetings and free agency and the draft. But running the G League team, I did this. I had to cut players, which now, like, I'm accustomed to it. But I had to do that in the G League. And my first few times, it was tough. I was on trade calls. I had to watch a lot of film. I had to go scout. It was just different cities. It wasn't Miami, L.A., New York. It was, you know, Oshkosh, Sioux Falls, and Canton. So, but it was very, very similar. And it did set me up well. I did learn a lot from that experience, for sure.
Well, I'm still here, so I didn't get traded. My agent Dave didn't tell me I was on the move.
You didn't have a tryout.
You didn't make it a tryout. Come on, man.
You know, it's been really heartening and genuine to hear guys, in particular like Jimmy and now Tobias, who have had their time in the league, talk about what it would mean for them to win a championship and now to be in a situation where there is a legit shot to play deep into May and into June. But I got to ask you, you had a really successful long playing career and you never got a ring. I mean, how much does that factor into your mindset? I'm even thinking like what you said earlier today, like the window's now, we're going for it essentially. I mean, how much does that drive your thinking when you're running this whole thing?
It drives me a lot. You know, the farthest I've gotten was the Eastern Conference Finals, so to have an opportunity to put your all-star players, your top players, in a position to go deep in May and hopefully into June and compete for a championship, that's all I've been wanting from ownership. It's like, all right, I see they're trying. They're trying. They're not resting on their laurels. They're trying to get me a ring. Like, that's all I would want from my organization and my managing partnership group.
And how much do you pay attention? You make a deal on Wednesday, and then your other teams in the Eastern Conference, your competition, they make deals, also a few big ones, and you say, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it's time to counter a little bit, and you go make two other moves, smaller variety, but again, certainly important.
Oh, absolutely. I had a GM president that's not in that conversation called me and said, man, you started an arms race. He said, I'm just trying to get my armor on for next year, but man, you just started one. So it is what it is, and that's what it's about. It's about competing, and I'm glad we had the opportunity to bolster our team, get our reserves, get our bench together, add much greater talent like a Tobias Harris and Mike Scott, Boban Marjanovic, like to get these players on our team.
Before we wrap things up, shifting gears slightly, as if the fascination of a few new players debuting for the 76ers tonight were not enough. It is also the jersey retirement night for Moses Malone, for, I'd say, for fans of a certain vintage who did not get to see the Charon play. What were the things he did that stood out to you? What type of guy? I know that you got to know him a little bit. What type of guy was he?
Nah, you know, the late, great Moses Malone, just a special person. You know, it's, his on-the-court feats were great. The MVPs and, you know, championships, but just off the court, just he'd light up a room with his laughter, with his friendship, with his loyalty. Just a special, special person. So to be able to honor him today was truly an honor and a privilege for me. So his statue's there. We're going to see it every day. Raise his jersey into the rafters today. We got a lot of surprises, and some of his teammates are coming back. And, you know, Philadelphia 76er legends will be in town, to, you know, just because he meant that much to them, to us, and to the city.
Awesome. Well, we've taken up about 15 minutes of your time, which is entirely too much. But Elton, congrats on a great 48 hours. Continued success, and thanks so much.
Oh, you know it.
Elton Brand, general manager of the 76ers, pulled off some fantastic moves this season in his first year as general manager. We've got some tickets to Sunday's Lakers game to
tickets,
give away.
Tickets, tickets.
Yes, that's coming up in about 6 minutes after this break. It's 6 and 60 presented by Toyota here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Sixers in 60 on your home for Philadelphia 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Sixers Nuggets tonight at 7 on your home for 76er basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Do you want another truck or a truck like no other? How about deals on that truck during Ram Truck Month? A truck with an available touchscreen that stretches an entire foot. A truck that has capabilities that don't exist in any other truck in its class, like available air suspension. Heck, Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year truck. Do you want a truck that's not only about towing and hauling and payload capability, but a truck that stretches every ability?
I'm a champion!
It's the all-new Ram 1500. Come in now during Ram Truck Month for deals like no other. Now, while qualified or returning FCA lessees, get a low-mileage lease on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $199 a month for 36 months with $3,499 due at signing. Tax, title, license, extra. Class based on light-duty pickups. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution to lease through Ally Financial. Current lease must end by 3-2-20. 20-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 2-28.
So, maybe you've got a big love for your sweetheart, but a small budget. Hey, we've got your Valentine's Day covered. Now with Sherry's Berries, you can love big and save big. Because now for just $19.99 plus shipping, you can treat your sweetheart to delicious dipped Valentine's strawberries. Watch her light up when she gets these ripe, juicy, delicious berries. Freshly dipped in dark, white, and milk chocolatey goodness, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and hard and glitter sprinkles. Only from Sherry's Berries. Just $19.99 plus shipping. And don't stop there, because for another $19.99, you can add a dozen red roses to those amazing dipped berries. Ship together at no extra charge to make her Valentine's Day unforgettable. That's Sherry's Berries for only $19.99 plus shipping and a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and use code 2000. That's berries.com, click on the mic, enter code 2000. Berries.com, code 2000.
There were smoking sections on airplanes, in restaurants, and then gradually it got to be where it wasn't anywhere. It's not part of the social norm anymore. It's not accepted. But I was at a party this summer, and there wasn't a single person smoking. Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. It was really a friend of mine that said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And I thought, okay, I'll try it. And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking is, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I just don't enjoy it anymore. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This Valentine's Day, show her she's loved with the perfect gift from Pandora Jewelry. Explore new bracelets, charms, rings, earrings, and necklaces, hand-finished with playful details and sweet engravings that send personal messages of love. Shopping last minute? Choose from Pandora Jewelry's selection of ready-made gift sets. This Valentine's Day, shop Pandora Jewelry and win her heart with the perfect gift.
For the one you love, come to Pandora in the Defert Mall.
Edible underpants, never classy. Edible arrangements, always classy. It's easy to make a big impression this Valentine's Day with the freshest fruit and the finest chocolate from Edible Arrangements. Don't wait until the last minute. Place your Valentine's Day order by February 10th and save 20% on all pickup orders over $50. Stop by your local Edible Arrangements and experience love at first bite, or order online and have delicious delivered at edible.com.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Shopping for a new Honda? Look no further than J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Family owned since 1883. J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville has provided an outstanding ownership experience for over 135 years. A proud recipient of the 2017 President's Award and located just 1 mile north of the Montgomery Mall on Route 309. Visit jlfriedhonda.com, where value meets personal service.
J.L. Fried Honda Montgomeryville. Simply exceptional.
Hey, I'm Clark. I work at the drugstore, and I hate my job. People are always asking me these annoying questions, like, will this soap dry my skin out? Can you unlock the razor case? Will you please ring me up? I'm not like a soap-having ring-up keymaster wizard, okay? Just buy all your bathroom stuff at DollarShaveClub.com. They'll deliver all your bathroom stuff, so you don't have to come to my store and bother me when I'm trying to text my girlfriend's friend.
Right now, get our three most popular grooming products and our best razor for just $5. Only at DollarShaveClub.com/radio. That's DollarShaveClub.com/radio.
More Sixers in 60 right now. This is the home for Philadelphia 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Nugget fans starting to file into the center. 76ers and the Denver Nuggets coming up at the top of the hour. The Sixers in fifth place in the East. Denver just behind Golden State by a game and a half for the top spot in the Western Conference. Sixers trying to bounce back from a loss 2 weeks ago in Denver, and my, what a different team this is now. With Devon Givens, I'm Brian Seltzer. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the interview with Elton Brand making the rounds throughout the day. He just seems so comfortable to me, Devon, in a role that I know he spent time with the G League and all that, and he's been around and he's been in meetings and all that, but it's different when you're the guy in the big office.
Yeah, you're right, and as we looked at him, you can see the lack of sleep. He talked about it at the very beginning on his face, but you're right, Sels, he looked comfortable while he was sitting there, just sitting back in his chair and just talking, because he knows what he's done. He knows that his job is now, the big part is complete with the trade deadline now passed and him acquiring the five players, adding to this team, adding the depth, adding the star power as well, putting his team right now in position to do something big in the Eastern Conference. And again, it's now up to the players and the coaches to execute things on the floor. It's going to be a tough road ahead, but this is what it's all about. If you want to be in the NBA Finals, if you want to get past the second round, which you did not do last season, you have to go out and do what he did and have the players come out and do what they need to do now on the floor. The other thing, Sels, is just how impressed he, as he was talking about, you asking the question about how things get done in the office, the phone calls and how things go about, and just how at ease he seemed and explaining, oh yeah, we just get the phone call and, you know, you say yeah, you say no, I gotta go. Whatever it is. But it was good to hear that, and also to the point of, as you just mentioned, being in the G League, having that opportunity to gain some experience as a general manager, but it's no longer for Christian Wood, it's now for Tobias Harris.
In some ways, and I if we had time, this is a question on my mind, I was thinking about asking him and I didn't. In some ways, I think that being a general manager in the G League might be more difficult. There's not as much pressure, obviously. But being a general manager in the G League, it might be more difficult in some ways than being the general manager of an NBA team. There's just so many different things that you have to account for. How do you make talent evaluations on guys who are either playing overseas, you can only watch on YouTube clips? I don't know.
No, I understand that, because obviously you're going to have Zaire Smith and Justin Patton down there, okay? But then he also has to go find some others to fill out the roster. But not just to fill out the roster. What if I find a gym? What if I find Jonathan Simmons, who paid his way onto the San Antonio Spurs G League team, and look at him now, right? So that's something that is difficult to do. And I understand where you're coming from and wanting to ask him that question, because the evaluation is certainly different. You know the type of players you already have enough information on the players that you're trying to trade for in the NBA. You're gaining more information. It's no different in the G League than it is in the NBA, where you have so many people calling you, trying to get your agent calling you, your former teammates calling you, trying to get player A, player B, player X on your G League team, because it seems like that's the easiest path to the NBA. And sometimes you have to say no, as he pointed out in the interview. Sometimes you have to cut people. You have to say no, and it hurts. As an individual, as a human being, but then you settle into all of it, and this is what you get. Great start by him, and I know I've said it a lot, great job by Elton Brand, but we can't stress it enough. He just got the job late in the summer, and here we are, Jimmy Butler first, and now Tobias Harris and the other four players coming in here tonight, starting against the Denver Nuggets. This is a really good job.
The thing about Elton, and I don't feel that you can discount this, when you listen to him, we were lucky that we get to have this crazy job where we can actually get access to him and talk to him. He's a guy that you want to talk to. He's a guy you want to listen to. And some people, I don't think I'm one of them. You're one of them. Some people you just want to talk to. You know, they're likable. They've got nice, accessible personalities. And I think that Elton's one of those guys. So just imagine. He's picking up a phone, calling another GM. Hey, it's lovable Elton Brand.
Yeah.
We want to talk to him.
Yeah.
But the amazing thing is he's clearly got a business side because he's getting stuff done.
Yeah, because you know at first what they're going to say. Oh, it's lovable Elton Brand. Can we take advantage of him and get something here in this deal? And we win and they lose and he starts to get criticized. Starts to be criticized for it. Not the case.
No. He's been great. All right. The contest line number is 215-263-0975. Tickets, a pair of tickets to Sunday's Lakers game at 3:30 down here at the center can be yours if you are caller number 7 on the contest line. 215-263-0975. One more segment of 6 and 60 coming up. Then Tom McGinnis brings you Sixers Nuggets right here on 97.5 in the Sixers Radio Network.
This is Sixers in 60 on your home for Philadelphia 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic. This is the home of J.J. Redick.
Redick right side, three ball for the tie. Good, and a foul. J.J. Redick pours it in.
Joel Embiid.
And Embiid dunks it hard, throws it down with a right-hand jam.
And your 76ers.
And the buzzer sounds. The Sixers win the game.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Philadelphia and Wilmington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia and Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Philadelphia and Wilmington are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Oh, thank you. Guys, this Valentine's Day, you can order like a pro with gorgeous roses from Pro Flowers. She'll be thrilled when you surprise her with roses. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of 1 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone, and enter secret code 1111. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed. Time is running out, so hurry to get 1 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. You'll be a Valentine's Day pro. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 1111. That's proflowers.com, code 1111.
This Valentine's Day, show her she's loved with the perfect gift from Pandora Jewelry. Explore new bracelets, charms, rings, earrings, and necklaces, hand-finished with playful details and sweet engravings that send personal messages of love. Shopping last minute? Choose from Pandora Jewelry's selection of ready-made gift sets. This Valentine's Day, shop Pandora Jewelry and win her heart with the perfect gift.
For the one you love, come to Pandora in the Promenade at Sagemore and at the Willow Grove Park Mall.
There's only one thing better than watching really tall men in big baggy shorts running, bouncing, and shooting. And that's the after party at Delilah's. Just show your ticket stub for free admission. You'll be surrounded by outstanding food and the world's most beautiful showgirls. And not one of them will be wearing big baggy shorts. At least not for long. After the game, come play at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse. Just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, voted America's number one gentleman's club. Delilah's, always on top. Get all the details now at Delilah's.com.
There were smoking sections on airplanes, in restaurants, and then gradually it got to be where it wasn't anywhere. It's not part of the social norm anymore. It's not accepted. But I was at a party this summer, and there wasn't a single person smoking. Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. It was really a friend of mine that said, "Why wouldn't you just try the Juul?" And I thought, okay, I'll try it. And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking is, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I just don't enjoy it anymore. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Tax and tax additional, all offers on select models with approved credit. 2018 Cadillac XTS, 30,428 previous rental miles, 3.19% for 84 months, 319.50 for 84 months, and 5.89% APR with $49.95 down. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
It's an executive order. Frank Kerbeck issues presidential savings. Over 180 Cadillacs reduced. 2018 Cadillac XTS all-wheel drive, just $26,800. Original MSRP was $53,740. You pay $26,800. That's half price. Just $319 per month buys it. Financing as low as 3.19%. All-wheel drive. Cadillac XTS. Original MSRP was $53,740. You pay just $26,800. That's half price. $319 per month buys it. Not a lease. You own it. Cadillac XTS was $53,700. You pay just $26,800. That's half price. Get presidential savings now at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
This is Sixers in 60 on your home for Philadelphia 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Big night in South Philadelphia. We've got Moses Malone throwback red shirts from Mitchell and Ness draped across each seat in the arena. His great number two is going to hang in the rafters where it deserves to be at halftime tonight. And oh yeah, we've got the Sixers back at home. Tough game against the Denver Nuggets. I see, who do we see out there, Devon? We see Jimmy Butler out there, right? We see who
James
else?
Ennis out there, Mike Scott as well. Right now, Tobias Harris appears to be being interviewed for the national television coverage. So everyone appears to be out there except for one guy. The big fella.
He's
not
playing,
though. Not Boban.
He's in.
Yes, he's in.
Joel Embiid is in. This has been a fun edition of 6 and 60 presented by Toyota. Want to congratulate Antonio Colon for winning tickets to Sunday's game. That should be a great theater as well with LeBron James and the Lakers coming into town. Real quickly, Devon, in the time
Mike Muscala left. Back in town.
That's right. We barely forgot Moose. Mike Muscala. Before we wrap things up, let's talk about, I want to talk about Bobby. And I want to talk about some of the other veterans that are on the team. But in particular, Marjanović, I think it's easy for people to see his personality, his size, and look at him as a novelty. But if you think back to the game the Sixers played against the Clippers here in November, he came in when the Clippers were down big and gave Joel problems. And if you look at the teams ahead of the Sixers, especially Boston with Baines and obviously Horford, the Raptors with now Gasol, no longer Monroe and Valanciunas. You need a big, sturdy center, and the Sixers have one now.
Yeah, you do, and so many questions with can you go with Amir Johnson and Mike Muscala, of course, now with the Lakers. You look at those players and Justin Patton now getting things back together, playing with the Bluecoats. This is a veteran who's played on a team like the San Antonio Spurs under Greg Popovich, understands what it is in the playoffs. He's only going to give you 10 to 15 minutes, and that's all you need to give Embiid a little bit of a breather, and you're not overusing Joel Embiid, if you will. So I like it, and you're right. When he played against Joel Embiid in the past, you remember Embiid says, okay, now I cannot just simply back this guy down. But this is all about the mid-range now, so he's going to give some defenses trouble. He comes in and protects the rim, give you a few baskets from time to time. I think that's all you can ask for from Boban going forward.
As some of these veterans that come in, you've got a guy like Mike Scott who's been around a while, James Ennis who's seen his fair share of action in the league, and then Jonathan Simmons who's just a season removed from having a career year, got a lot of playing time with the Magic last year. This year, slightly different story, but Jonathan Simmons, he has a solid track record.
I like Jonathan Simmons. Again, someone you can just throw out there with James Ennis and say, go get him. Just go get him. Go get us a stop, and Elton Brand talked about that. That's specifically what he was looking for when making the moves for those players, including Mike Scott, someone that you can trust to go out there and defend many of the wings around the Eastern Conference, and hopefully if you get to the NBA Finals and Golden State Warriors are the opponent, you have to be able to throw multiple bodies out there, and Ennis and Jonathan Simmons can do that. Jonathan Simmons can score a little bit, especially when you get into the open floor. You're talking about athletes. They can fill that lane. Ben Simmons, we know, is a pass-first point guard, and he's going to look for those options on the wing running with him.
How do you think, because you mentioned this the previous segment, you said that this was, in terms of Elton's comments, him indicating that this was one of the last opportunities that he had in his role to tweak the team and make some adjustments. There's also the March 1st buyout deadline. Do you think any of the moves the 76ers made at the deadline will make them a more appealing destination? How do you think that could affect them being a suitor for some of the names we've heard out there, whether it's a Wes Matthews or a Wayne Ellington or guys like that?
I do think it's appealing because of what you put together and how this team can make a deep run in the East. The only question that I would have with any of those names are they looking for a certain amount of playing times in terms of a number? And if that is the case, then maybe here is not the place for you, because you're only going to get a certain amount of numbers. In the playoffs, your rotation is going to be shortened by Brett Brown. So if that is the case, then maybe it's not it. But they can certainly use the shooting from Wes Matthews and a hometown guy and Wayne Ellington. I hope that they are able to add one of those. Now, we know what the roster is right now. However, you never know how things can play out. I would think this would be a destination place for any of those buyout candidates right there on the open market.
Because of all the trade deadline stuff, we haven't had a chance to even acknowledge yet, at least for me, a matchup that I was so pumped to see coming into the regular season. At some point, we didn't get it in Denver. Looks like we're going to get it tonight. Joel Embiid, an all-star on one side, against Nikola Jokic, the all-star for the Nuggets, on the other side.
Yeah, it was a highly anticipated one on that West Coast trip. Unfortunately, Embiid was not able to play that night, but we have them both tonight, and it should be a fun matchup. Jokic, highly skilled on the offensive end, not much of a defensive stopper, but he can give Embiid some problems on the other end, where he's really going to have to be focused on the defensive side and not let Jokic really dictate things and have the offense run through him for the Denver Nuggets. They score a lot of points, and a lot of that goes through him.
Jokic played really well against the 76ers the last time around 2 weeks ago, coming up with a triple-double against the Sixers. And the Sixers, they're going to be looking to bounce back tonight. Jokic went for 32, 18, and 10. Mm. Because this team and the Sixers are trying to get back on track after two losses in a row to the Sacramento Kings and Toronto Raptors.
Absolutely. So this should be a fun one here. A highly anticipated game, certainly, with Tobias Harris, Boban, Scott, and Ennis making their debut. No Jonathan Simmons tonight. Hopefully we get a chance to see him on Sunday.
All right, big thanks to Brian McLaughlin of the studio. Get ready, Sixers Nuggets coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.